Working Dog Heroes. Written by Steve Austin with Hazel Flynn and read by David Tredinnick. Sonny was barely 12 months old and he'd already made it through all the dog club levels as winner. I'd been along to watch a few more obedience trials, soaking up as much information as I could. I'd seen that in the trials, you weren't allowed to praise your dog during the exercise that was being tested. You could only do it after the judge formally said the exercise was finished. That was another big difference from what I'd been instructed to do in the dog club, where we were told to use praise as encouragement while the dog was performing. It's worth making a point here about praise that many people still don't realise. Praise is a fantastic tool in dog training, but there is a really important distinction to be made between using it as encouragement and using it as reward. If you have a strong relationship with your dog, that animal will do anything to please you, so lavishing praise on it when it does what it's supposed to makes it feel great. But using praise as encouragement is a really dumb thing to do because it gives the wrong message. Let's say your dog is lagging behind rather than walking at heel as it should be doing. Back then in the dog club, we were taught that you were supposed to turn back and say, "Good dog, good dog, good dog," to get the animal to come up beside you. But how is the dog going to know that the praise is for the thing it hasn't yet done? Instead, it naturally thinks it's being praised for what it's already doing. In this case, lagging, and so it continues doing it. If you want to bring about change, you should ignore the undesirable behaviour and praise only when the dog gets it right. In this case, when it comes up next to you. I was still only at the beginning of the process of working all this out for myself. I just knew that since I couldn't use praise during the obedience trial exercises, I should not use it that way when Sonny and I were training. So I adjusted my technique accordingly. I was itching to have a go at an obedience trial. I was so sure Sonny was ready that I ignored the accepted protocol of asking the chief instructor's permission first. I simply went ahead and entered the novice event in the next available trial.